Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Is soy sauce the key to a medical breakthrough? Stefan Sarafianos, associate professor of molecular microbiology and immunology at the University of Missouri, is helping identify characteristics of soy that can help fight HIV and AIDS.
For HIV patients being treated with anti-AIDS medications, resistance to drug therapy regimens is commonplace. Often, patients develop resistance to first-line drug therapies, such as tenofovir, and are forced to adopt more potent medications. So in 2001, a Japanese soy sauce company inadvertently discovered the FDA molecule while trying to enhance the flavor of their product. The flavor enhancer is part of the family of compounds called nucleoside analogs, which is very similar to existing drugs for the treatment of HIV and other viruses. EFDA samples were sent for further testing, which confirmed EFDA's potential usefulness against HIV and started more than a decade of research. Along with eight existing HIV drugs, EFDA is part of a class of compounds called nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors, or NRTIs. NRTIs hijack the HIV replicating process by tricking building blocks inside the virus. Since EFDA appears similar to those building blocks, the virus is misled into using the imposter, which prevents HIV replication and halts the spread of the virus. In our latest study, my colleagues and I helped define how EFDA works at a molecular level. Using virological techniques and nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy, we pieced together the exact structure and configuration of the molecule. Compounds developed by our team currently are being tested for usefulness as potential HIV-halting drugs with pharmaceutical company Merck. The structure of this compound is very important because it is a lock-and-key kind of mechanism that can be recognized by the target. Not only does EFDA work on resistant HIV, it works better on HIV that has become resistant to tenofovir.
That was Stefan Sarafianos of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.